Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to Value-Based Care Insights, a podcast series hosted by Lumina Health Partners. My name is Daniel Marino.
And I'm Shelley Chopra. Welcome. Each episode in our podcast series, we dive into the disruptive success strategies for healthcare organizations from some of the industry top experts and thought leaders.
In today's episode, we want to spend a little bit of time introducing you to Lumina, but more importantly, talking to you about how Lumina is positioning and helping organizations navigate through the healthcare transformation that we're all going through right now. You know, as you know, healthcare is really making this transformation from fee-for-service to fee-for-value, where we're really starting to be held accountable to how our healthcare outcomes, how our delivery to patients, how we're managing costs, all of that is being tied together and making us all more accountable to the care that's being delivered. So in these series of podcasts, we're going to spend some time talking about how this level of service, these insights can really help organizations prepare for success and really help them think about the tools and the resources that would be important to really ensure their success down the road.
Well stated, Dan. Really, our intent of doing this series is to position this as a thought leadership resource for you, for healthcare organizations to learn more about the different success strategies as you transition to the value-based care world and position yourself for sustainable success. So we're very excited. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's get started. Dan, before we get into the details, let's share with our listeners about us, who we are, what's Lumina Health Partners, and what we're all about.
Yeah, great. So Lumina Health Partners is a professional advisory organization that really has the mission of helping provider organizations as they navigate through all the changes that are occurring in healthcare. We very much focus on strategy and helping organizations prepare, but more importantly, we really focus on how they need to activate those strategies. And activation of the strategies would occur on a number of fronts. How do the culture need to change? How do you prepare your culture, your staff, your leaders for the upcoming changes that will occur within healthcare? We focus a lot on the clinical transformation. So as we all know, when physicians treat patients, the workflow is critically important. A common question asked by physicians and by leaders is, how does that workflow, how does that care model need to change to ensure we're delivering the right level of quality, the right level of outcome, the right level of success to our patients? We also focus within Lumina a lot on the data and a lot on analytics. But the big differentiator with us, Shelley, is if you recall, we focus a lot on actionable insights that drive results.
Absolutely.
And it's so important. I could even remember when you and I were working together in one of our early clients, one of the keys to success was that we were able to create these actionable insights and really operationalize those.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Yep.
Gosh, that was about 8 to 10 years ago, Dan. And I think that was the differentiator, is there's no shortage of technology and tools that are out there that produce analytical outputs. I think what marks us differently and what I found valuable even when I was on the other side of the fence is really guidance on how do you operationalize and activate based on the data and insights that are being produced by different platforms. So how do you integrate that into your operational platforms? Absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think part of what I've been particularly proud of within Lumina is we've been able to take a lot of those actionable insights and help organizations prepare for changes in reimbursement to really help them almost recreate the conversations that they need to have with payers. So you're not just having discussions around, you know, fee schedules, for instance, on how much you should get paid, but you're having discussions based on the output of care that you're delivering. And so the analytics and the operational insights that you gain from that, and then what you do with it, you're absolutely right, are really that key to the success.
That's wonderful, Dan. You know, share with our listeners what kind of operational and healthcare experience we have in our team in Lumina in service to our clients.
One of the particular areas that I'm really proud of within Lumina is the level of experience that our professional advisors have. All of us come to the table with a lot of practical operational experience, which is really important as you're having conversation with leaders of healthcare organizations, because, you know, frankly, we've walked in their shoes. So we've known what they've experienced. You know, for instance, early on, I've spent a lot of time managing physician practices. I understand how you need to make operational changes and how those operational changes will have a financial impact. And can you specifically speak to where those financial impacts will occur? That really does help as you start to really think about in making suggestions or putting new recommendations in place. You know, it's just really not about what you say, but it's really about how you deliver and how you help organizations achieve a level of success that they've not been able to achieve before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that even attracted me towards Lumina when I worked with you guys in the team as a client and now as a team member, is that the experience and the advice we're bringing to the table, we've lived through that, you know, where the rubber meets the road. So yeah. These are very practical recommendations on strategy and next steps versus, you know, a sound strategy that really there is no bridge to, you know, take that and make it real where rubber meets the road there.
To that point, Shelley, I would add one other thing too. One of the critical elements of Lumina is our mission around education and our mission around really providing the level of insight and support to leaders. We really pride ourselves on creating a level of education, content that is actionable, that really can help organization advance their thinking. The other area that I think really becomes important is connecting leaders with other leaders across the country. Being able to establish that connection, I see, is a real foundation of what we bring to a client and their organization.
Wonderful. So Dan, you know, given sort of the commitment of, you know, we at Lumina have on thought leadership, and really that was our biggest driver in even starting this podcast series, for it to become a platform for engagement, for sharing information, and frankly, even for us learning as we get different guests join us on this podcast series. Share a little bit more, Dan, on the mission of Lumina. Why are we doing what we're doing?
We firmly believe, you know, and this is a quality I think unique for our firm, we firmly believe that we have an opportunity here to make a big impact with healthcare and really impact the change, and to do it for the better, to do it to improve care for a community, to do it for improving an organization. And improving that organization is just not the financial improvement, but it's the operational and the clinical improvement. But I think more importantly, you really can make a difference within healthcare. And organizations are really struggling with, you know, how to stay viable, you know, how to maintain and reduce their costs, how to position themselves within value-based care. And our opportunity that we have through working with organizations across the country is we bring that level of insight around best practice, around what other high-performing organizations across the country have done. And for us to be able to share that with, say, a critical access hospital in Montana, I think is quite powerful. And what I've been able to see is it just resonates so well, and it delivers a level of value to those organizations that many other consulting groups just aren't able to deliver.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing that makes us unique is as we come in as your trusted partners in helping you think through and designing the strategy, but then also operationalizing the strategy, our approach, our philosophy is that we want to position ourselves as your advisor and really be in there from a lead to support model. In the end, we want to be, you know, at locked arm in arm, sitting with you, helping you think through the strategy, helping operationalize, but also working on helping the organizations build their internal skill set So eventually they can take on the journey themselves, and we then transition to more of a support role versus, you know, just coming there, having a strategy, and then there is a full stop there. So that way our relationships with our clients become more long-term relationships as advisors in our
Yeah, and that's a great point, Shelley. You know, you recognize that, you know, consulting fees are a cost.
Yeah.
And we think about it more as an investment. And I think just building on what you've said, through this lead to support model, you know, with our ability to get in and to build the capabilities, to build the knowledge base internally with that organization, and quickly move from us being the leaders and driving the results to us being the support group and building that leadership around those capabilities for the organization. You know, we found time and time again through the projects that just you and I have worked on, yeah, it becomes really valuable. And not only is it valuable to the results of that project, but that project, the outcomes of that project are sustained well into the future. So they begin to build on it. And that's how you really impact change within an organization.
Absolutely. So really at the heart of it are two core values of collaboration, and our commitment to bringing our thought leadership to the table are really behind us setting up this podcast series. And, you know, to our listeners, you will see those values come up where it's not about just Dan and I talking and sharing our experience, though we could talk at length for hours. It's also bringing to the table, you know, several guests who are healthcare operational leaders who are living, who are going through this journey right now. So you not only hear from us, you hear their practical experience, their advice, and it also opens channels for the listeners to really engage and collaborate in there. So, you know, we look at ourselves, we hope this podcast series ends up becoming a platform for engagement and collaboration that we just help facilitate.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one example of this is, you know, I know if in a future podcast, we're going to be spending some time talking about the new Pathways to Success program, right? The new Medicare ACO. That's the perfect example on how organizations are really, you know, they're challenged with what direction to go. They're challenged with how do they achieve success under that. And I think through the future podcast, I'm particularly excited about sharing insights on that will help organizations put in place these, you know, practical insights to drive success in the program. But I think more importantly, those that are interested in it, being able to connect them with other organizations that have achieved a success in shared savings, because, you know, it's tough. It's not easy to do it. But I think if you're able to take a very pragmatic approach and put some of these, you know, these best practices in place, organizations will succeed under the program. So that's just one example.
Wonderful. Dan, while we're at it, do you want to share with our listeners a couple of other topics we have lined up for this season?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of them, you know, I mentioned helping organizations or talking through kind of the best practices around the new Pathways to Success program. We're also going to spend some time talking about clinical service lines. Mm-hmm. Organizations are really in their strategies thinking about how they could invest in clinical service lines, such as, you know, cancer service lines or neuroscience service lines or orthopedic service lines and so forth. There have been many organizations around the country who've been extremely successful in building those service lines. We're excited about sharing some insights that will help organizations think about maybe how they need to or want to incorporate that into their strategies. Another area that I think would be quite insightful for leaders would be as you start to think about moving into value-based care, how do you build the right contract with the payers? You know, Shelley, many of the payers, as we see in the different states, they're putting a lot of pressure on the provider organizations to assume risk. And it's really scary for these organizations. So what do the organizations need to do to, one, to negotiate the right contract, but more importantly, to get their organization what we call risk ready, so they can then ensure a level of success and at least have that path and that blueprint to ensure that level of success under these new contracts? Another one, which I know is close to your heart, is around data and analytics.
Oh, absolutely.
analytics is going to play such a key role in all of this that I'm really excited about, you know, you sharing your knowledge and insights related to these actionable insights that can be created out of data, where to start. You know, it's one of the number one challenges by CFOs, if you will, is just getting the right level of data that helps them make decisions.
Absolutely. And it's not about just getting the right level of data, Dan, as you indicated. What do we do with it, you know, with it? And how do we set up a governance framework, an operational framework that really starts transitioning to data-based decision-making? And putting in the right checks and balances in place to really know as close to real-time as we can, are we really making an impact? Or what do we need to tweak? How do we need to pivot to position, you know, for optimal outcomes there? So definitely that's one area I'm very excited about. And, you know, certainly a lot to be learned from the various episodes where we've lined up in the series. And I know I am very much excited and looking forward to continuing the conversation with you, Dan, and with the several guests who are lined up to join our series. And we're very excited for all the content we have lined up. In fact, you can subscribe to us, review our content, or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher. In fact, you can go to anchor.fm and take a look at the full listing of all platforms on which our podcast will be available. You can also learn more about Lumina Health Partners and the team members and the services we provide on our website, www.luminahp.com. And of course, we're available on LinkedIn and Twitter. We welcome your input. We welcome your engagement. That's one of our main goals, is for this to be an interactive journey, both for us and for you. So we welcome your feedback, any questions, any particular topics that are top of your mind that you would like us to feature on our podcast, or if you'd like to participate with us and be a guest on our podcast, we very much welcome that opportunity.
I want to thank everybody for listening today, and please do join us next week as we start to talk about these important topics related to the transformation of healthcare, and in particular, how do organizations prepare for value-based contracting and value-based care. The next podcast that we're going to have is really sharing insights that help organizations become risk-ready, really do prepare for these new up-and-coming value-based contracts, and how do you prepare your organization the right way to ensure success under these contracts. So we're really excited about that. Thanks again for listening to Value-Based Insights, and we look forward to seeing you next time.